tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes. Had enough with affecting personal credit for fluid business balance fluctuation. Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, credit line building, tax planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Welcome back to another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofers. They're more than just roofers, they're part of your community. All of their information is at ecmalone.com. Russ Robinson, along with George Broad Street, joins. Let's go through the scores since we're at the top of the hour, and then we're going to go to Harold and talk about what happened down at Pell tonight. But let's go over the scores for the folks that are just getting in their car.
All right, Russ, we'll give you some scores. Rosa Ford beat Mahalia by the score of 38-8. It was Neshoba Central over Canton, 46-7. Clarkdale defeated Forest, 37-14. Cleveland Central, 25. Lake Forest, 14. Mentioned Starkville over Clinton, 28-21. Stringer defeated Collins, 32-9. It was East Union, 42. Belmont, 14. East Webster over Calhoun City, 22-8. It was Bay Springs beating Enterprise Lincoln, 57-0. Yopora over Bruce, 44-6 was the final there. Greene County defeated Bay High by the score of 40. On Thursday night, Germantown over Murrah, 31-12. Tonight, Gulfport over Pascagoula, 32-14. Noxapater over Hamilton, 40-22. And Harrison Central beat Biloxi, 26-22. Hattiesburg, as mentioned earlier, beat South Jones, 40-7. It was South Haven beating Hernando, 16-7. Kosciuszko over Choctaw Central, 35-20. Brookhaven doubled up Laurel, 24-12 was the final there. Louisville over Northeast Lauderdale, 41-0. It was Scott Central beating Mendenhall, 28-20. Pearl defeated Meridian, 42-27. Moss Point shut out Stone by the score of 14-0. Newton beat Nanawaya, 46-14. It was Pontotoc edging New Albany, 14-13. It was Ripley over North Pontotoc, 28-7. Olive Branch lost to South Pomona. It was South Pomona, 56. Olive Branch, 28. Ocean Springs, 42. The Iberville, 14. County 47, Perry Central 12, Oak Grove all over Pebble by the score of 48-14. Philadelphia beat Mize 42-22. Let's defeated Tupelo 22-6. Picayune beat Van Cleve 69-42. Sebastopol over Marmon 23-6. Belva Jackson over Pelahatchie 41-20. Pittsburgh beats Irvine 33-0.
Pittsburgh undefeated.
No, they're not undefeated. They have a good season. They're 4-2.
That's a big season. They've had a lot.
A big season they've had in a good while. Wayne County 49, Florence 13, Brandon 38, Orange Central 20. West Jones showed out Natchez 41-0. It was Raymond over Wingfield 42-12. LAI has scores. Tri County beat Carroll Academy 56-18. We'll be talking to Josh West in just a few moments. Canton Academy over Central Holmes 56-28. It was St. Aloysius defeating Clinton Christian 30-0. Capaya over Cathedral 44-16. Greenville Christian over Jackson Academy 30-0. Winston Academy, or actually Greenville St. Joe 42, Winston Academy 35. It was Heritage beating Wayne Academy 42-16. Lamar School shut off his line 44-0. MRA defeated Jackson Prep 50-20. Leak over Madison St. Joe 27-7. Hartfield. Now, don't forget Hartfield. Hartfield shut out Park Lane 50-0.
Whoa!
Park Lane 7. I mean, Hartfield's now 7. PCS 51, Bowling Green 6. And last but not least, Simpson Academy defeated Park Place 50-14.
All right. Keep an eye on
Hartfield. Yeah, I mean, don't forget them. You know, we all went through putting an MRA and JA prep, not quite there, but close. But Hartfield may be
a sleeper.
They may be a hard out. That's for sure.
I'll tell you, right now, I need to face them. They're playing good football. All right, let's, speaking of playing good football, they do at Tri-County Academy. And so let's go to Josh West, who is sitting by the telephone. Josh? You said you had a good report.
Well, it's a good report. It's certainly going to be a wild report. I did not get in my car from the stadium until 11 o'clock. That game went 3 hours and 15 minutes because I'm in a scary play in the third quarter. We lose a couple starting linebackers. The knee injury, they're going to try to rehab, they're going to try to do some physical therapy and come back and play in some way. But then we lose the first, we're 16, play the lead linebacker, who, when he goes out of the game, he went out of the game with 243 yards on 18 carries and 4 touchdowns with 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. He took up what turned out to be a helmet to helmet hit. Quarters, which are my next person was in. Well, that shut down real quick. So we went into head and neck protocol, and we had a 40-minute delay because we're just not in the metro where we can get an ambulance there. He was immobilized immediately, and he was ready to get up and go play again. But you can't say that and then get up and go play.
Nope.
You know, once you say that, you're going to go through the protocol. But every report we're getting. It's good that they are a lot of prayers went up. And the largest crowd I've ever seen in my life. And a 6-0 football team, and you have that happen. You talk about taking the wind out of the stadium. And it was some really nervous moments there because nobody knew the details of what happened. But it was kind of a helmet to helmet hit. It was more than likely a targeting that was missed. You could hear it all the way in the press box. But, I've been doing it for 21 years now. I've been all over. I've been on the phone. I've been on the radio over and grabbed his shoulder. There was a lot going on there that didn't have me concerned. And not only that, but a scenario that was almost identical to what the report started to do the next half hour, 45 minutes that we got. You know, I'm always a very optimistic, positive person. I was hoping for the best, hoping for the best. We got that. So Zach Clark is down 100 yards now and 19 touchdowns through 2 weeks. And in that ball, we go up 20-0 runs. Here's what's wild. a game that also included a 99-yard, four play, four rush, 78-second drive. We get an interception. We go down with the ball almost resting on the goal line. Four carries later, 99 yards rushing, 99 and a half, and 78-second drive for a touchdown. But that game had everything in it. Everything.
It sounded like it.
I was talking
to somebody this week, and we were talking about high school football. He has no dog in any fight. He just loves high school football. And I said, well, you know, do you have any particular games that you want to go see? And he goes, I just hope that Tri-County team is in it because they are fun to watch in the playoffs.
Well, you know, tell him thank you. And we got to get this injury bug to go away with another round up.
And potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, financing, visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com. Thank you.
let's get to Harold. It looks like we're going to about 2, maybe 3 minutes at a time because we've got a lot of folks on tonight. So, Harold, what happened to those Panthers tonight?
Transformed into a true over here. They led wire to wire. A couple costly turnovers early in the game, but they can just hit a different angle. Running back, receiver, obviously quarterback with Ray Hubbard, just continues to impress. And, you know, that should have been, you know, a down to the wire one possession game, and it wasn't. And Ocean Springs looked very much like a problem for anybody else in the South.
And they're playing a very good D'Iberville team. Let's not forget how good those guys.
Because he